I thought you'd take your Bible and turn to a book in the Old Testament, the book of Ruth, Ruth chapter 1, and I'm going to read a very familiar verse. This is one of the classic verses taken from the Old Testament, and I'm sure one that you're familiar with, but if you're not, hopefully you'll be familiar with it when you leave today. We're talking about a new beginning this morning, and certainly I think in this book we learn some principles that speak of a new beginning. And really my intent this morning is to help us all to have that new beginning as we look forward to the new year. And basically what I want for all of us is a closer walk with the Lord. You can call it whatever you want to call it. You can call it, you know, learning how to live closer. You can call it a personal renewal. You can call it a personal revival in your own life, a new commitment or rededication. Whatever it is you want to call it, that's fine. But what we're talking about today, in essence, is a new beginning. And it's taken from the life of one of the Old Testament characters that we are familiar with. Look at Ruth chapter 1. And verse 16. But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." A new year always brings with it the possibility of a new beginning, and that's what I like about a Sunday like this. We can all think about a new beginning and a new start. You understand that God is the God of newness. God is the God of new beginnings. I went through the Bible, and I want to share these verses with you that I found, speaking of newness and a new beginning. Isaiah 43:19, "Behold, I will do a new thing." Ezekiel 11:19, "I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them." Hebrews 10:20, speaks of a new and a living way. In Revelation 21:5, "He who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." And so we know that God is a God of new beginnings. We know that He can make all things new. We understand that and we believe that. But here's what I want you to get from this story from the Bible today. There's significant change that takes place in the life of these characters that I'm going to talk about. However, where it begins, though, first of all, is this. Before any circumstance could change, before anything else could change, there had to be a change in the heart. And when we think about a new beginning and we think about a new start, that's what God begins with. It begins with my heart. It begins with your heart. If you do not have that spiritual foundation in your life, to where you've come to that place to receive Christ as your Savior, that is your new beginning today. That is where you need to start today. If you are a believer, then, you know, the starting place there is maybe there's attitudes that I need to change. Maybe there's motives that are not good motives I have. Or maybe it's this, you know, something that I need to correct in my behavior. And so that's where the new beginning is. But what I understand from the Bible is this, that any change, significant change, and any new beginning always begins with a change in my heart. And so we're going to see that in the lives of these characters that I'm going to talk about this morning. Now, the book of Ruth is one of those Old Testament books, like I said, that has significant meaning to us. There are some main characters here in this book. There is Naomi. There's her husband, Elimelech, their two sons. And then the two daughter-in-laws, one was Orpha and the other was Ruth. And so that's pretty much the main characters at the front here. And then there's another character in the book of Ruth by the name of Boaz. You say, well, what does all that have to do with us today? Well, what I'm going to say is this. It's never too late for a new beginning. A new beginning is possible today. It was never too late for a new beginning for Naomi, for Ruth, for these characters that we see here today, for Boaz. It just wasn't. So here's what I want to do this morning. I want to give you some examples from her life that will help us to have that closer walk, that will help us to have that new beginning, that will help us to see the change, the significant change that we need in our heart as we begin this new year. First of all is this, a new beginning brings a new determination. If you see it here in verse 16, and all these thoughts will be taken from verse 16 and 17 in Ruth chapter 1, and we'll just look at this verse and let it speak to our hearts today. Entreat me not to leave you. What Ruth is saying there to Naomi is this. Don't urge me. Don't encourage me to leave you, because I am determined to stay with you. Naomi and her family were from a town called Bethlehem. Last Sunday, you remember, we talked about Bethlehem and the significance of Bethlehem in the Bible. Well, that's where they were from. The Bible tells us that famine came to the land of Bethlehem. Naomi, along with her husband, Elimelech, and their two sons, moved south to a place called Moab. The Bible tells us that later what happened in Moab was this, that Naomi's husband, Elimelech, died. Later, her two sons died. But before they died in Moab, they had married their wives. One boy married Ruth, the other boy married Orpah. And so that brings us to this story with where we are now. After this 10-year period, Ruth, Naomi, and Orpah had to make some decisions. And so the decision would basically be this. They had heard by word of mouth that there was bread, there was food back in the land of Bethlehem. In other words, there wasn't famine in Bethlehem anymore. The reason they left Bethlehem in the beginning to go to Moab was because there was famine in Bethlehem. So the Lord had changed the circumstance and there was food now in Bethlehem. So they had to make a decision now on what they were going to do. Orpah made her decision. Here's what she said. She said, I'm going to stay in Moab. But here's what Ruth says, and it brings us to our verse today. She told her mother-in-law this. She said, Naomi, I have determined to stay with you. And so what she's doing here is facing a new thing in her life. In this year, what we're going to face, we'll face a lot of new things. There's going to be new circumstances come up. There'll be good things, there'll be difficult things. There'll be things that make us happy, there'll be things that make us sad, there'll be circumstances that maybe we can control, and circumstances out of our control. You know, there'll be new things that take place. However, here's the principle from this story. Any new thing that I face or you face in this coming year, if we follow the principle that we see right here, then it's going to help us. And that is the principle of determination. Any new beginning, any new start, any new thing that you want to do in your life begins with that determination. So her determination was this. She was going to do the right thing for her, and the right thing for her to do was to stay with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Now, Naomi was going to go back to Bethlehem. Ruth had never been to Bethlehem. And so what she decided to do was she was going to go with her and she was going to stay with her. So the determination principle is simply this. whatever new thing that I face or you face in this coming year, let's have the determination that we're going to do the right thing, that we're going to cling to Christ, that we're going to stay close to Him, that we're going to determine to make the choices in life that He would have us to make. See, that's what's going on here. They're making life choices. And these life choices are very, you know, they're very difficult choices here. I mean, you're talking about a choice here that Ruth had to make that's going to change her life. And so she had the determination to say this: whatever it is that I need to do, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this right thing. When temptation comes my way in this new year, I've got to have that determination to say no to that temptation. When the difficulty comes to my life, then I've got to have that determination in my life that I'm going to follow Christ, that I'm going to stay with Him, that I'm going to cling to Him all the way through. That is the kind of determination that we see here. The determination in this new year to do the right thing in life. Number two, a new beginning brings with a new direction. What's the new direction here for Ruth? Well, the new direction was this, that she was going to go and stay with Naomi, her mother-in-law. So that was the new direction. What it brought to her was a new life direction. She's going to go in a direction here where she's never been that way before. And, you know, we're going to face that in this new year. We're going to face opportunities for a new direction. God may lead us in a new way this year that we've never been to or been out and all that kind of thing. And so what she has here, though, is direction that she's going to go in. And the verse that I always think about here when you talk about a new direction is the verse in 2 Corinthians where Paul said, "Old things pass away, behold, all things become new." That's a new direction. And so the new direction for her was to go in a different place, a different land, a different location between Moab. And I think this is, it's just a neat thing I learned on studying for this today. But from Moab to Bethlehem, there was a well-traveled highway. And the name of that highway in the Bible is the King's Highway. In this new year, I want to be on the King's Highway. I want to go His way. I want to travel His way. I want to go in the Lord's direction for my life. And so you see here that there was a new direction here. You know, our relationship with Christ takes us in a new direction. It really does. It changes our whole life. I remember as a young man, when I became a believer and I was going to follow Christ and give my life to Him. Well, you know, early on, I didn't want to leave my friends. Now, their lives were going in a different direction than my life, but I thought, well, I could handle that and stay with that. But the more that I traveled, the Lord's way, then I realized that my life was going to take a whole different direction. And it wasn't the fact, that I was mad at them or that we had hard feelings at each other. It was this that we, the ways just separated. And the way it worked with me, sooner or later they figured out that I wasn't going to go to the same places I used to go and do the same things and all that. So they quit calling. And, they didn't want me hanging out with them anymore. And I had a new direction in life. And so that's how it happens. And so in this new year, that's what it brings. It brings with it a new direction. And, none of us really know what what direction our life's going to take, but we know that God is in control of that. So whatever direction that is, that's a new direction. Now again, if you're not a believer, the direction you need to take is to come to Christ and to go His way and travel His way. And give your heart and give your life to Him. Number three, a new beginning here brings with it a new dependence. What Ruth was doing here was giving her total dependence to Naomi. Her husband was dead. Ruth's husband was dead. They were struggling. They were in dire circumstances. They had made this decision to go back to Bethlehem. So what Ruth had to do was to trust Naomi. I mean, her whole dependency was upon Naomi. And this coming year, our dependence is upon God. My total dependency is upon Him. You see, I want you to think about it this way. Ruth was going to go to a new home. She was from Moab. She was going to make a new journey to Bethlehem. She was going to go to a whole different place. She was going to have a new home. She was going to be with new people, you know, the whole thing. But here's the significance of this story. You know where home is? What Ruth found was this, that home is in the center of God's will. If that is Moab, if that's Bethlehem, wherever it is in the center of God's will. And in the center of God's will for this new year, here's what we learn. We can learn that our dependency can be upon Him. Why? Because we can trust Him. I want you to think about this also. Do you know who Ruth was in the Bible? Ruth was the great-grandmother of David. Ruth and Boaz in this story, you know, in the book of Ruth, finally they get married. They have a son, Obed. He has a son, Jesse. Jesse has a son, David. And Psalm 32, you know what David said? David said this. He said, I have been young, and now I am old, but I have never seen God's seed begging bread. Where did he learn that dependency? Where did he learn that he could trust God? He learned that from a great-grandmother. He learned that from his ancestry. He learned that from people who had gone before him who lived this kind of life to trust God. You see, the principle for the new year is this. Whatever circumstance, whatever difficulty, whatever situation we face, then our dependency can be upon God. Why? Because He's faithful. We can trust Him and we can depend on Him. So what she says here is this. She said, wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Wherever you go, I will go. Entreat me not to leave you. So you see the principles right here from the Word of God. Number four, a new beginning brings a new desire. In the Bible here, if you look at it, here's what she said. She said, my people, your people, will be my people. You know what Ruth is doing here? She's embracing Naomi's people as her people. Now, these were dark days in the land of Israel. You know, the people of Moab and the people of Israel, you know, for a long time, they didn't get along with each other. But in this time of history in Israel, there's kind of peace between them. But where she came was this. She came to that point to embrace Naomi's people as her people. You know, when God saves us and we begin our walk with Him, you know what He does? He brings us into a family. And you know what we do as God's family? We begin to embrace each other. You know, we talk about brothers and sisters, and we talk about how we greet each other and, you know, what it is to be a part of God's family and to be a believer and to be a Christian and all like that. You know, this is our family. And we're part of that family, and so we embrace that. And so here's what you see here. What she's saying here is, you know, I have that desire in my heart that your people are going to be my people. Now, here's what she had to do. She had to separate herself. And she separated herself from, you know, Moab. And she separated herself from people that she had known to be a part of this whole new group of people. So you see that here. And then you see here number 5 is a new devotion. A new devotion is this. She says, "Your God shall be my God." Now, that's very strong. If you want to see an Old Testament conversion, to put it in, you know, the way we put it, if you want to see an illustration of somebody who got saved in the Old Testament, right here it is with Ruth. Because look at what she's saying here. Your God is going to be my God. I'm not going to serve the God of Moabites anymore. I'm going to serve the true God of the Bible. I'm going to serve the true God of Israel. I'm going to make this commitment in my life, and this is going to be my devotion. This is where my heart is. This is where my commitment is. This is the way that I'm going to go. Your God will be my God. You could say it this way. What she's doing is giving up everything to follow God. That's what she's doing. So in this new year, what do we need? If we want that closer walk, if we want that spiritual renewal, that spiritual revival, if we want a brand new start this year, you know, with the Lord and our commitment to Him and all that, well, determination, direction, dependency, desire, devotion, that's all a part of that. And then I want you to look 6thly here. A new beginning brings a new dedication. Look at it in verse 17. Here's what she said. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. Ruth is saying, I'm in this thing. I am totally committed to it. Whatever the cost is, I'm going to do it. When we come to Christ, we follow Him. The Bible says this, that we take up our cross, we follow Him, no matter the cost. There may be a cost involved in following Christ for you this year. You don't know. I don't know. But certainly there will be. But you see, what it comes down to is this dedication. To be dedicated to it. This is my dedication to follow Him. Regardless of the cost. Regardless of where it takes me. Regardless of what circumstances, you know, may change in my life. And so where it took her was, it took her to Bethlehem. So they got to Bethlehem. And as the story goes, when they got to Bethlehem, Ruth had gone out into the field, and she was working in the grain field. She was, as the Bible says, she was gleaning hands full of purpose. And she caught the eye of a wealthy landowner who owned the land where she had gone to this field. The Bible calls him the kinsman redeemer. Now, we know that in our lives as the Lord Jesus Christ. But this wealthy landowner by the name of Boaz was attracted to Ruth. And you know the rest of the story. The rest of the story goes this way. They fell in love. They got married. Boaz provided for her need. He provided for Naomi and her need. And so everything was taken care of. Now, how do you bring all this to a conclusion from this story? From the Bible, here's what I'm sharing with you today about the new year. In this new year, we need to do what this story is telling us to do. We need to follow these principles. And here's what it's saying. If we want that closer walk with God, then we live and walk by faith. That's what we do. You see, that's the story of Ruth here. I mean, this is a life of faith. Believing in what Boaz had promised. Believing in what Naomi had said. Making that commitment to follow. Not knowing, you know, where she would, you know, what the circumstances would be when she got to this new place. See, all that is faith. And that's what the Christian life is based on. And then this, another thing I see here is if we want that closer walk, then we walk in grace. You know what grace really is demonstrated in this story? It is favored. It is someone giving favor to someone who is really undeserving. Boaz did not have to show this favor to Naomi. He did not have to show this favor to Ruth, but he did. You know what God's grace is to us? It's God showing us His favor. We don't deserve it. We're very undeserving of it. But in His love and in His mercy, you know what He does? He bestows upon us His grace. And what a great thing that is. And this new year, you know what we need? We need to live by faith. And we need to live in grace. And then number three, I see here a life of hope. This story of Ruth comes down to this. Her whole dependency, everything that happened in her life was because of someone else. Now, I don't know what that says to you, but here's what it says to me. Whatever happens in this new year, whatever comes in this new year that we're thinking about, everything for me comes from the hand of God. That's where it begins. If it's a new way, if it's a new direction, if it's a new life, if it's a new circumstance, you know, if it's a new thing, whatever it is, then I believe this. I believe God is in control and I can entrust my life to Him. Why? Because I have hope. Folks, we don't have to be hopeless. This new year that we're facing, it's not, you know, it's not a hopeless new year that we're facing. We can have hope. And our hope is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where our hope is. That's where my hope is for this new year that we're facing. Now think about it this way. I've written down this and then I'll close. Think about this. Naomi had hope because of who Boaz was. Who was Boaz? He was a kinsman redeemer. Boaz was very wealthy. Boaz could meet the need in their life. Naomi had hope in Boaz because of what he did. What did he do? He showed kindness to Naomi and Ruth. Naomi had hope in Boaz because what Boaz said. He promised them that he would help them. Think about our relationship to Christ. Here's what we need to consider. We have hope. Why? Because of who God is. We have hope in God. Why? Because what He has done for us. Sent His Son to die on the cross for us in order that we could have forgiveness of sin, in order that we could have a new beginning. In order that we could have a new life. I mean, that's what He's done for us. We have hope in God because of what He has said. You know what He said? I will supply all your need according to My riches in glory. So when we think about this and we think about the new year, think about these principles. And it is my prayer for each and every one of us that we would have that closer walk and that these principles will help us walk closer to Him in this new year. If you need that new beginning, that spiritual new beginning in your life, to come to Christ and be saved, we'd love to help you with that. Would you take that step this morning and get this new year started off right? Let's stand for our prayer. Lord, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for the Bible stories that we have that are so relevant to us today. And Lord, this is just one of those stories that's taken from the Old Testament that it's just has so much meaning to us and so much truth. And Lord, today as we've gone through these principles today that we see in the book of Ruth, I just pray today that the change would begin in our heart. Father, today, whatever change it is that needs to be made, I pray today that today we would take the step necessary for that change to happen in our heart. Because we know this, that in this story today we see life change. We see a heart change in Naomi. We see a heart change in this person called Ruth. And Lord, that's where it starts. It really starts with that heart change in our own heart. Father, today for those who need to come and begin their journey with Christ today, I pray that they would step out and have that new beginning today. Father, as believers today, I pray that we would have that determination and desire and devotion and dedication. Lord, we would have those things that would help us to cling to you, regardless of the new thing that comes in this new year. Help us to cling to you and stay close to you. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing together, please.